Quick math, beauties. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything just costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Jillian. That's netsuite.com/Jillian. netsuite.com/Jillian.
When you need to refuel between meetings or running errands, or you just want a healthy snack that squashes your hunger, Wonderful Pistachios, which come in a variety of flavors and sizes, by the way, are the perfect choice to fill you up and keep you going throughout the day. Wonderful Pistachios is also a good source of protein and a zero guilt snack. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, guys, which gives you over 10% of your daily value. And with flavors like salt and pepper, sweet chili, and seasoned salt in the shelled variety, options like chili roasted, sea salt, and vinegar or jalapeno lime in the no shell variety, you're sure to please your taste buds while snacking healthy. So check out wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more about how these little green wonders can power up your day.
You're listening to The Jillian Michaels Show. And now, Jillian Michaels.
Okay, guys, I want to talk to you about a product called Works, W-O-R-X. This is a really cool little tool. It's like 8 tools in 1. And basically, it reinvents lifting and hauling. They've got this thing called the Aero Cart. And they actually sent us one before I knew they were going to be on the podcast. So I thought Heidi ordered it. And I was like, this is really cool. Heidi goes, oh my God, did you order me that? And I was like, no, I didn't order you that. And it's awesome. It's great for like anybody who does yard work, gardening. I mean, honestly, whether you're moving your refrigerator or you need a wheelbarrow for bricks, this thing can do it all. A dolly, a wheelbarrow, a trailer mover. It's incredible. And it's got this patented turbo lift technology that basically makes lifting 200 pounds feel like you're lifting 17. It has these like 2 oversized wheels that essentially allow awkward loads to stay balanced. So you never strain your back. You don't get injured. Super, super cool. You can move it all, lift it all, haul it all. See the new Works Aero Cart in action at works.com. Just go to aerocart.com, enter the promo code Jillian at the checkout, and you'll receive 10% off plus free shipping. That's aerocart, AEROCART.com, and you'll receive 10% off. Manus.
Yes, Jillian.
How are you?
You know what? I'm fine, thank you. Oh. And yourself?
Fine, thank you. Jacob?
I'm doing okay.
Just okay?
Mm. Yeah. Doing fine?
Mm-mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, no. What's the matter?
This is day 11 of no social media and no masturbation.
Well, wait a minute.
Out of 30.
Do those two things go hand in hand? No pun intended.
Yeah. No, it's just two things that seem to be overused lately.
Masturbation is overused?
For me and my stepbrother and the two guys that we're doing this little challenge with.
Well, oh, it's a challenge.
Yeah, well,
wait, you're not masturbating for how long?
30 days.
I think your balls are going to explode.
We could have sex.
Oh, hey, wait a minute. I'm just curious as to why you took on both those things.
Me too.
I turned down the paleo. They're doing paleo as well just to, I don't know, to accomplish something.
Well, but when did...
Oh, I thought
Nicole's
she was going to fart.
No, I thought she was going to fart too. Wait a second, though. Hold on. Why is masturbation a bad thing, though? That's a good thing.
It is, but
self-love?
I think it's the
Janice
porn.
It's the porn.
Definitely.
I was just, okay. All right, hold on.
That I haven't had sex since 2008? Is that where you were
going? Well, I was
going
to say Janice is a masturbating pro. I'm not at the sprinkler.
Believe me, I am too.
Yeah. So then what's the, okay, so it's the porn you're not allowed to watch.
Well, and masturbating too. Just to.
Why are you not masturbating?
I don't know, kickstart it. Just to do a 30-day, you know,
I don't agree. But
there's a massive online community of no masturbation guys that don't. Some of them don't do porn and masturbation. Some of them just don't do porn. And some of them don't do porn, masturbation, or orgasm and do a complete restart.
Yeah, I know. There's that Woody Harrelson guy who doesn't do the masturbation thing.
How can you not have an orgasm thing?
You just don't. But you just don't masturbate.
I don't think
know?
That's good for you. You got to get the boys out, though. But I know they say, oh, I reabsorb my energy and all this stuff. But, you know, okay. I don't know. Testicles are not something I'm a professional on by any means.
Let's walk this back a bit. Hang on. How can you
Nicole just walked in and is like, what the?
I don't understand how you can have masturbation and not have an orgasm.
No that masturbation.
No, you're not allowed. He's not allowed. But some men do that. Like Sting, I think, does it too. And Woody Harrelson does it. Where they have sex, but they don't have orgasms.
Ooh. I don't like
What's
that.
The point?
I don't know.
At this point, is like ejaculation synonymous with orgasm? Or
yeah.
Are they two separate? Okay.
Yeah.
Then... doesn't that cause some kind of either like testicle cancer to just get some kind of like blue balls all the time?
No, you get blue balls.
No one here is a doctor. Let me just throw out that caveat so we don't get
so. Through. So you're on this 30-day kind of.
Yeah, day 11.
God, and what does it feel like?
Let's talk again in day 25.
The first couple of days were hard because, you know, it was a huge lifestyle change because I'll wake up and just drop off and go on social media and then, you know. Like waste a lot of my time, so I already have a lot more time, and I feel clearer.
Hmm.
The first like 5 days, a lot more energy and focus.
Social media, I can see, is a massive, massive.
But then, like now, I'm distracted by that girl walking by. You know.
But that's like, what I mean. That's what's so curious is why you're doing both things, because you've said that, Jill, in diet that you don't know. You have to take away before you to figure out
one at a time. But here's the only question: like, I think if anything becomes an addiction, right, and then it's dangerous. So like, for me though, being my age, being an Xer and not a millennial, you know, being a 40-year-old, I don't have an addiction to social media. So but for me, I have a hard time using it regularly, I'm going, okay, these are the benefits. You know, you can have an unfiltered dialogue with your audience, right? It doesn't have to be like, look at me in my bikini. Look at me. Look at me. Look at me. Look at me. Look at my body. Look at my abs, which I just was like, I just can't. With that said, I think that I'm like, okay, there are benefits to this. But that's where you know, everything has its benefits. Masturbation has its benefits. But not if you're using something in a way that's hurting you. So you're saying social media is just wasting your time.
I'm
not being as productive.
I'm addicted to social media for sure. Like,
yeah.
I spend way too much time on looking at other people's lives that I really don't care about, and then it, you know, harms how I feel because they're only showing the best parts of their lives.
Yes.
And I'm like, well, right now I don't feel great about myself and this is making me feel worse.
That's always been my issue with it. And I don't know why you guys watch that stuff. Like, there are a host of girls. There's like this guy that I work with on Fit Fusion, right, which is this, it's like the Netflix of fitness, and it's
right.
Like $5 a month and you get like 400 hours of content. And I was like, I want to start adding young talent. And I was like, do we produce it? Do we bring that? So I was like, I want to identify, you know, talk to me, like who do I need to be looking at? Right. So we have these conversations like generation one is like the TV generation. Generation two was the YouTube generation for fitness. Generation three was the Instagram generation. So as I look at some, not all, some are awesome. Like, there's one girl I'm really impressed with, actually. She's a pole vaulter, incredible athlete, has her degree in exercise science. Like, this bitch is for real. It's Amanda something. Like, really, I was like, wow, impressed by her.
Okay.
There were a lot of the others nothing going on. Never trained anyone. They have gluteal implants and say, oh, you know, you want my ass, buy my ebook. And or it's like they buy followers. They're 5 cents a piece. You buy likes and they're like, look, I have millions of followers. And then you click on their followers and their followers follow 3,000 people and have done zero posts. Like they're all fake. And but then what they'll do is they'll Nicole was showing me Amanda Bisque was that girl's name. So then what they'll do is they'll take pictures of themselves, like, here's me in my bikini, here's me in my underwear. And I'm like, who wants to see that? Like, not people that follow me. They don't want to see me be like, look at my perfect body, look at my perfect life, which, by the way, is not perfect.
Oh, for
you
sure.
But so that's where I'm always like, I just don't understand this medium. And that's when I'm like, all right, you know what? If there's a way to be like, hey, guys, here's some information. Here's a tip. Here's a recipe. Here's something funny. Here's something relatable. Here's something to make you laugh. Here's something to make you feel less alone. Here's something to make you feel inspired. But that's what I don't get about. Like, who's following that?
Well, it's ego. Who wants to see that? Money. They make money for every post they, you
but
know?
But why do you want to be like, oh, this makes me feel less than?
See, that's not what I'm following, though, on Instagram or Snapchat or whatever. It's like, you know, all my friends. And it's like, I used
to. That's not real anyway.
Right. I overused my Instagram so much. And then for the last year, I've only posted like things that I think that my friends will actually care to see that I'm doing. Like, hey, I had this experience and I think that you all would think this is cool, or this is something I did. Like, I won this poker tournament, you know, check this out. I know you guys have been asking, like, you know, when I see my friends that I don't get to
see
all the time.
That's a little different if you're like staying in touch with friends too. But there's a lot of like idolatry on that stuff, you know, where I do think I remember Fanucci's ex Nate got off of it. He's like, I can't. He's like, I don't need to see that so-and-so got the job I was up for. I don't want to know. He's like, all it does is make me feel bad about myself.
Absolutely.
And it's like, if it's starting to make you feel bad about yourself instead of like, oh,
well,
but
it comes down to FOMO, the fear of missing out. If you're not seeing what other people are doing, what am I missing out on right
now?
Absolutely.
Your life, the stuff you need to be doing.
I've heard about that, if you miss it.
Maybe there's something really cool going on at this bar in Hollywood. I didn't know about it, or dang, I missed this concert, pop-up concert at the Getty. You know, like, I don't know.
Wow.
Like, but then it's also like, what am I missing out on? Like, are my friends doing something fun that I'm not doing? I don't know. That's not how
that's
I feel.
That's the worst.
But
yeah, because that's the best way to catch people, like, not inviting you. Oh my God, one of the worst, ugh.
And then like, there's a lot with like, you know, when you're dating someone, it's like, oh, well, who's following them? Or like, what, you know, it's like, it gets really, really nasty. Yeah.
No.
It's so unhealthy.
No.
But you said that I've been feeling, after 11 days, you've been feeling clear. But
from the masturbation, I think.
But that's what I mean. How do you know if it's from social, that's what I mean by quitting both.
Well,
how do you,
porn has also taken kind of a intense turn, man.
And
it's intense. Even the liberal that I am, and I'm like, this is, whoa.
I have trouble masturbating without porn. Like, not trouble, but like, it's so easy for me to pick up my phone and just go to any porn site. And
yeah.
So.
Oh, I have to read a story. So, and it's hard to hold the book.
Oh, Jesus.
No,
but I'm just saying, you know, so it's unhealthy because it.
Why is it unhealthy? I only think it's unhealthy if it's like. I only find porn unhealthy if it's extremely. Like,
I wish I had an article on it.
Women,
well, yeah,
like, some men have told me, they're like, I had to stop because of how it started to change the way I felt about women. Then I was like, oh, please stop.
No,
by all means, stop. But it's like, if it, you know,
that's not why it's unhealthy to me. Here, GQ, 10 reasons why you should quit watching porn. Should I read a few of these?
Yeah, do
off?
It, please.
Okay. For those addicted to porn, arousal actually declined with the same mate. Those who regularly found different mates were able to continue their arousal. So,
isn't that,
you know,
normal, though, without porn?
I mean, I'm sure this is like a lot sharper of a decline in arousal.
Okay.
One in five people who regularly watch porn admitted to feeling controlled by their own sexual desires. Let's see.
That's interesting.
I thought that was a man thing, period, though.
These aren't that great. Let's see. Okay, 64% report that their taste in porn have become more extreme or deviant, which, you know.
That scares me. That is now, scary.
It, has that happened to you,
Not
Jake?
Because deviant sex is bad, but because it's like, there's a whole TED Talk.
There needs to be more.
No,
right?
This guy I watched who stopped, did a TED Talk on porn, and he was talking about like, it's not sensual. It's not intimate. There's no, and it's just like, women are just like degraded, and it's hard. Men like see it and lose respect for women.
Okay.
He's like, they don't touch. They don't use their hands. There's no sensuality. There's no kissing. None of, you know,
right.
What I mean? Like,
yeah.
And that's when there's no intimacy. That's a problem. That's kind of scary. And, you know, even the music, like I stopped, you know, I freaked, I don't know if, Dennis, were you here when I freaked out about that Usher song?
No, I wasn't here.
Oh, God.
I don't mind if she dance on the pole.
Baby, get your money. He does this whole song about like girls getting their money by twerking naked, and he doesn't care. He'll pick you up in the Rari, get your money, girl. And I stopped listening to freaking hip hop. I stopped. I was like, I can't do this. Like, NWA, there was a message, right? Jay-Z, there was a message. Biggie, you know, Tupac, like there was a reason for that music. It was part of a movement. But now every song is like, I'm smoking endo in the Lambo, smacking the bitches and fucking the hoes. And I was like, I can't do this anymore.
I got to plug Kendrick Lamar. You got to listen to Kendrick Lamar.
Okay.
He's the best.
Right. Okay.
And he has a message.
I just stopped listening. I was like, I can't do this anymore. And I worried about my kid listening to it. It's Phoenix, because I was like, I don't want Phoenix to think that women make money by dancing on a pole nude. I just was like, I can't do this. But I think part of this thing. Okay, here's the bigger question. After 30 days, what are you going to do? That's the bigger question.
And I won't know until I get there and see how I feel.
Jay, here's the thing, babe. I think the message, though, remember, is that when I teetotal something, right, when I go cold turkey, it's to prove I have control over it.
That's why I'm doing this.
Okay. And then I think what you need to do is decide what safe and healthy parameters are for these things. Because masturbation is healthy, honey.
Right.
It is.
Yes.
It's very healthy. It's a stress reliever. It's good for your body. It's healthy. So, and if you're like, all right, and I'm porn, but I'm only going to watch this kind of porn, right?
I think that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to institute parameters, exactly what you're saying, but like maybe even no porn. I don't like.
That's okay. Then yeah. No porn, then great. Use your imagination. You know, develop your imagination. Fantastic. But it's like, all right, I'm going to masturbate, but I'm not going to use porn. Or I'm going to masturbate, but I'm only going to use this kind of porn. Or I'm going to do social media, but I'm only going to follow very close friends. And I'm not going to, you know, I'm not going to follow things that make me feel bad about myself. And it's kind of like I follow things. I realize like people follow thousands of things. I don't understand it. Like I only follow things I follow like I like Time Magazine. I like Popular Science. I like The Big Think. I have certain friends I like. You know, I don't follow things that make me feel crappy. And when they do, I delete them. Here's what I think. I like the fact that you identified that there was an issue, right? Mm-hmm. And then I would really zero in on what you think that issue is. It made me feel less than. It took up too much of my time. It changed the way I related to women. Okay, we've identified the problem. Then it's what aspects of these things created those problems? And that's what you cut out. And I like the going 30 days, because then what you're saying is, but I'm in control. And I did that with sugar. Like a year and 4 months ago, I was like, I'm not eating this anymore. For 30 days, because I felt like it had taken over.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, it's too powerful. I don't want this to be so powerful over me. And then at that point, I was like, all right, well, you know what? I don't need it. I can keep going. But there's nothing about sugar that you go, well, there's a benefit. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So on that one, I'm like, I wonder how long I can. If I don't need it, I wonder how long I can kind of keep it going. But there are other things that I've given up for 30 days, like coffee, because I was like, okay, I have a problem. I'm overdoing it. And these are the issues with it. And then I was like, all right, well, if it's organic, if it's cold brew, and I'm not allowed more than 2 cups a day, and that's where I keep my coffee. Because, of course, 1,000 milligrams, terrible for your body, non-organic, terrible for your body. But that's where I'm like, all right, I abused this. It exhausted me. It hammered my adrenals, you know. And now I'm only going to drink this kind of coffee, and I'm only going to allow myself to have this much. And that's where I think you need to end up.
You know what's even harder than cutting something out for 30 days?
Tell me.
Is setting parameters for 30 days and sticking to it. Like, that's really hard.
I know.
Because on social media, all it takes is a couple clicks and you're somewhere where you said you weren't going to be. Or porn, you're like, all of a sudden, I masturbated twice today instead of once or whatever, you know?
I don't think there's anything wrong with masturbating, honey.
I need maybe, to find some articles. I want to send you some articles.
It's really good for your testosterone level.
Maybe it's because porn and masturbation is too linked for you.
Yeah, that's it. Okay. So that's I don't like what porn does.
If you can unlink.
That becomes an addiction. And the stuff on there is pretty gnarly, dude. I mean, the things I've seen, I can't even tell you. And not from, because Giancarlo gets it and it gets shared. Like, he doesn't even go on the web. They share these things. And I'm like, holy dude. I mean, and it's stuff that I just, it's so, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I'm going to say one and I'm going to warn everybody. So if you have kids in the car or whatever it might be, you need to turn this off right now. Do you want me to tell you?
What is this, something that, okay.
A girl put Cheerios, made a bowl of cereal in her rectum. I didn't watch it, actually. Nicole saw it.
I watched it.
Who ate the cereal?
Another one of her girlfriends.
Girls, right. Not the guy. Two girls.
Okay. Is it supposed to be something that turns people on?
I don't know.
Or is this like just kind of shock value?
I don't know, but I think that it's like there's no way you could watch that and not have your opinion about women be affected.
She put a bowl?
Not a bowl. She
milk
basically...
and Cheerios in her... Okay.
Like her rectum was the bowl.
I would think I'd think it was just as odd if it was a guy. I mean, that'd be just as.
But it isn't, and I think that's exactly the thing.
And she used a spoon.
The other girl did.
Her friend used a spoon to eat the cereal out of her bum.
I didn't watch it.
At this point, it's like stretched out, like you can see.
Okay,
the cereal.
Whoa! How do you?
That's the stuff I don't think you ever need to watch. I really don't.
And once you do watch it, you can't get it out of your head.
I don't think you ever need to watch it.
That's just it. It does something. But see, I understand where you're going. So if you can go, okay, I got to cold turkey this.
Yeah.
And then reintroduce it in a different way. Like cold turkey masturbation, but reintroduce masturbation in a different way.
Yeah, no right. Cheerio videos, I don't think.
Like Jillian said, you know, you're taking control. And then, like you're saying, reintroduce it in a healthier way. But, I mean, I was only masturbating to Cocoa Puffs. I never got to the Cheerio level, so...
Yeah, the Cheerios are brutal.
Yeah.
And I still don't really understand it all, but...
You want me to have him send you the...
Absolutely
you text Giancarlo.
Have him send
Janice the Cheerio thing.
No. Honestly, please don't. Because honestly, that kind of stuff... No, because you know what? He showed me something once, and it's...
Never left you.
Was it blue pancakes?
No, it had something
to do with a parrot. And you know what? Honestly... It upset me so much. It truly upset me.
I know.
It was like beyond.
That's because it had an animal in it. That's horrible.
You're just like my dad. He won't look at anything. He goes, you know what? You cannot unsee that.
No, I agree. I'm the same way.
Right. So when someone says, look at this.
Don't do it. Especially if it's G.
Yeah.
I've got one to send to him.
He'll love that. But you're not doing porn.
Okay. Wow. I just, you know, this is.
There's a better way, Jake.
what happened? Can I just tell you about my secret garden? It's just a nice little book.
Okay.
It's a paperback. You just open it and you read a little story and you go,
I'm going to rub some cream on my chest. Sorry, I did a laser treatment. Not that I'm trying
I don't know
to,
why, but that just know. Sounded wrong as I was describing.
Not the actual boobage area, just the whole chest thing. I just did it. I'm removing some sun damage. Anyway, go on your book.
Well, I'm just saying.
It's a book. It's like Anne, what's her name? Anne.
I believe her name was Nancy.
Vampire. She wrote the vampire
Anne
book.
Anne Rice?
Yeah, it's like Anne Rice.
You know what? I'm just
the
saying.
Beauty Chronicles?
I understand, Jake.
Thank you.
I get it.
50 Shades of Manus? You books making you deviant?
No, I'm just saying that you know what? Sometimes you just... And I think the advice you gave Jake, I think, is great. Sometimes you just use your imagination. Sometimes it's just, you know, we can have wonderful things in our head.
Yeah. That don't involve Cheerios or cereal of any kind.
That's upsetting.
Dude.
My Secret Gardens by Nancy Friday.
Nancy Friday. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Nicole.
Sexual women's fantasies.
Wow. That's awful.
No, it's nice. And you just hold it with one hand. Sometimes I have to try and find a way to prop it.
Oh, God.
Well, there you go. Oh. Now, everybody have a nice day.
Okay, guys, I know what you're thinking about. You're thinking about Plated, plated.com. And guess what? Here's why. Because people who love cooking but don't have a ton of time can get chef-quality recipes and all the ingredients delivered right to your door in a perfectly proportioned allotment. You don't waste money. You don't waste food. You don't waste time. The food is delicious. All of it can be prepared in under 30 minutes or less. What are you waiting for? I want you to jet over right now to plated.com/Jillian. And guess what they're going to do? They're going to give you a free dinner for two. That's right. A free dinner for two people. If and only if you go to plated.com/Jillian. That's plated.com/Jillian. Do you think anyone even cares about these, quote, snappy segments?
Absolutely.
I don't think so.
I do.
I don't think so.
I'm a big fan of them, and I will continue to push you to do them.
Is that chocolate anyway? Why are you wearing 50 rubber bands on your arm?
I don't know.
You're like Lou, of all different colors.
I just found them over there, and I just couldn't stop putting them on my wrist.
People always ask us injuries, right? I got an injury. Well, let's just stick with cardio for a second.
Okay.
Because I think that's... I got an injury. Okay.
So boom stops everything.
Right. Yeah. I think people tend to go, I can't. I don't know. And you can always work around an injury, which we have talked about. But I thought, all right, let's go through kind of specifics. I'm going to give you very specific examples. So the first thing being, if it's an upper body injury, use your lower body. If it's a lower body injury, use your upper body. And if it's an impact thing, which in many cases with regard to an injury, it is, there are plenty of low impact workouts, cardio workouts, that you can get your heart rate up, right? You can get the intensity, and it's about resistance. So I thought, all right, let's look at a few of these different solutions. If you've got a lower body injury and you just want to be doing cardio upper body, you've got jabs, hooks, crosses, right? Shadow boxing, which is exhausting. Hit the bag. Have you ever hit the bag for 3 minutes? A boxing round is three
no,
minutes.
I haven't.
It's exhausting. If you don't have anyone to hold the mitts, hit the bag. Google 4 techniques, jab, cross, hook, uppercut. They're not that hard to master, and hit the bag.
And just try and isolate your upper body.
But it gets the heart rate going in a major way, right?
Yeah.
And it's like core rotation, because all the power comes from your hips. That's low impact. So Google those 4 moves, the how-to, which I can't describe very well verbally. Go to YouTube and Google it, right? It's not that hard. I have kickboxing workouts. I do kickboxing, though. We have kickbox fast fix. But even still, right, if you're just only doing upper body, because... truthfully, kickboxing, if you're just shadow kickboxing, like with kickbox fast picks, it's still no impact. Just because you're doing a round kick, you're not jumping up and down or slamming into the floor. But if you just want to isolate upper body, your ankle's bothering you, your knee's bothering you, whatever it might be, jab, cross, hook, uppercut.
Okay.
All different kinds of little combos. Jab, jab, cross, jab, cross, hook, cross, jab, cross, hook, uppercut, jab, cross, uppercut, uppercut. I mean, there's... a whole series of combinations you can do with those 4 simple punches. You can shadow box with a pair of really light hand weights, because you don't want to mess up your shoulder. Or you can hit the bag.
Okay.
Okay, great. Another one, battle ropes.
Oh,
core
yeah.
Core and upper body, but your feet are planted.
Yeah.
Feet are planted. You don't have rotation. Unless, you know, if you want, you can even go on your knees. Battle ropes. Crazy cardio with battle ropes. Hardcore cardiovascular conditioning.
Yeah.
All right. Now, let's say that you just cannot do impact, but it doesn't have to be isolated to upper body. I don't generally love the elliptical. It's not my favorite machine. But if you got on the elliptical and you upped the resistance.
Okay.
You could really get your heart rate up. You can get a good workout. It's just like cross-country skiing.
But what body part are you injured?
Well, let's say you can't have any impact on the knee.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Or no rotation, for example.
I gotcha, yes.
Right? So you can't have impact.
Yeah.
Well, normally, look, the elliptical's not my favorite piece of equipment for a host of reasons, but if you got on there and you jacked up the resistance and your hand, the arms, the chest, the back, the glutes, all of it working, you can get your heart rate up. You'll get a workout in.
Absolutely.
Biking, I mean, we all know this. There's road biking. There's stationary bikes and spin class. There's
a hand bike. There's that hand bike.
There's the hand crank, exactly, which I cannot believe I'm not remembering the name of it. Yeah, but you see them in spin class, actually. It's the crank. You get on there and you see them do like a bicycle motion with their arms.
I've seen actually a lot of disabled people using that.
That's hard if you get in there.
Yeah, like they get help. They get someone to help them off their chair onto it, and they do that thing. And man, their upper bodies are just like massive.
And if you're standing and doing it, get your core into it, it's challenging.
Yeah.
So that's another one. Swimming is so obvious. Oh my God, no impact whatsoever.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm a big fan of swimming. I swim all the time. And you're right. Anytime I'm injured, I swim. That's exactly what
I
do. Swim. Yeah.
And another thing that is just so underutilized is rowing.
You know what? I've just gotten back into rowing, but I mean, you have to, your technique has to, have you ever watched someone with really shitty technique on a rower?
I know.
And you just kind of go, oh my God, you're snapping your knees. Like there's definitely a technique to it.
No, there is. And the feet lead the hands lead the feet. So like I remember when a rower was teaching me how to row, and the first thing is like, just like a squat, you don't want the knees to go over the toes, right? So there's only, so you bend so deep into it.
Right.
It's legs, arms, and then as you're going back in, it's arms, legs, legs, arms, legs.
Okay.
And you want to make sure that you've got, you know, that the placement of where your foot is on the rower is right, and they can show you like where it's telling the laces. And you want to make sure that you're not hinging too far with your hips so that your heels are coming up and your knees are going over the toes.
Yeah.
And it's, again, a simple tutorial on YouTube.
But yeah, it is. And it's a full body.
Full
body
workout.
Swimming. It's like a full body thing.
Yes. Yeah. And if you can't have impact on the lower body, you know, your stress fracture or whatever. I even would have contestants sometimes put their legs down and just do the upper body if they would have injuries or things
like
that.
Or get on a dragon boat team. Now, that's another thing you can do. Dragon boats, it's a good camaraderie. And you just use your upper body and your outside.
A boat.
What's that?
A boat of traditional Chinese design, typically decorated to resemble a dragon, propelled with paddles by a large crew used for racing.
Oh, there! It's awesome. Dragon boat teams. It's really a cool thing. And you have people, I mean, you have to be in a place where there's a body of water where you can join the team. But it's a really cool dragon boat. You're not have to be. It's a. Well, anyway, and you're just using your. I mean, you're just like ooh and oosh, ooh like this, and then ooh, and there's somebody that sits on the end and calls out the thing, and it's a great thing. Is it hot in here?
Okay.
Was there any more?
No, I'm good.
Really?
Yeah.
That's the end of them? What about just clapping? Like this. Like kind of just.
I think only if they do it like that.
like right now, I'm kind of moving my upper body and clapping. Kind of like what Cher used to do, right? In the old days. But you just keep your legs. Keep like if you were,
you know, I tried to get us out of this segment like three times now.
Oh, I didn't. Can you actually show me again how to do that?
Like this, right? So it's kind of sometimes if you listen to music, you really can get into it. Like there's kind of music in my head, and you can do like this kind of stuff. Jillian, when are you gonna put me on one of your exercise things to do it? Like I could, you know, the Fit Fusion. It could, you could put me on doing this kind of move like this and I can help.
I will.
Thank you.
All right.
Okay. I've got it for posterity.
Perfect.
In case you forgot.
Post it on Twitter.
Works.
Yeah.
Okay. Put it on Twitter.
Night, night.
Love it. All right, guys. It's Mother's Day. You know what to do. Get mom flowers. Books.com, as in bouquet people, they have the most gorgeous flowers. And a part of the reason is because they're grown at eco-friendly farms on the side of a volcano, which makes the blooms larger and more vibrant, kind of a really cool thing. So you can feel good about the planet and you can feel good about your purchase. These guys deliver anywhere in the U.S. Order today. Gorgeous flowers from Books.com. Really say, honestly, thanks, Mom. I love you. I'm thinking about you. All this gorgeousness, not much cost. Books prices are great. They start at a mere $40. There are no ARP charges. There are no extra fees. Even the delivery is absolutely free when you register with Books. Listeners of our show are also going to save 20% off the bouquet of your choice. So all you got to do is go to Books.com and enter the promo code my name, J-I-L-L-I-A-N. That's B-O-U-Q-S.com, promo code Jillian. I use them all the time, not just for Mother's Day, but to send gifts, and I love them. Go check it out. Have you ever noticed how in life you give things one shot? One shot. You ever notice that? Whether it's a TV show you watch one time and they go, no, I didn't like it. Or a food you tried, a product you tried, try it once, nah, don't like it. You generally will never try it again. Unless an overwhelming number of people that you trust implicitly are like, no. Try it again. It gets good. It got better. It's, you know, you didn't eat it with the right blank. And this is twofold, I think, this segment. As a businesswoman, I think knowing that people are going to give you one shot, it's like Eminem. You only get one shot. Google that lyric. Do not, opportunity, once in a lifetime, you got them, whatever. But the bottom line is you get one shot. So like the other day, I was thinking about this the other day, because the reason this came up, there was a supermarket that was getting old product of Lucky Jack. We had a distributor that we switched on, right? So we were with a distributor, and Giancarlo wanted to switch to a different company that like goes in and, here, you only get one shot. Don't miss your chance to blow. This opportunity comes once in a lifetime. So lose yourself in the music, in the moment. One shot, Manus.
Wow.
Anyway, so here's what happened. The supermarket, right? So we switched distributors. Well, the old distributor had old product of ours, old Lucky Jack. And the supermarket, which was a little independent chain, they went to the old distributor and bought old product. And they do this a lot because Heidi was like, I got moldy buns. I got, you know. And, but they get it for cheap and then they make a better margin. And it's in Malibu. How many rich people are going to turn around and be like, can you replace my coffee? I'd like my $3 back. It tastes funny. And people don't. And by the way, I've noticed it with like yogurts that I buy there. So anyway, the bottom line is Heidi goes, she goes, babe, sometimes the Mary Jane and the sweet thing are off, which are SKUs for Lucky Jack, right? And she goes, sometimes, like, I don't know, sometimes I get a bad one. So I call Giancarlo and I'm like, Heidi just told me she got a bad sweet thing. And he goes, do me a favor, look on the bottle and lift it up, look for the sticker underneath, tell me the date on the sticker, and does it have the USD organic label or does it just say organic? I'm like, it just says organic. He's like, Jesus, Jill. He's like, we've been printing on that label for 6 months. So that's how we knew the product was old. But so basically, they were buying old stock of our product. But my concern, and Heidi was like, well, this is really upsetting, is what if it's the one time someone tries Lucky Jack and goes, ew, I don't like it.
Right.
And, which, the thing is, you get one shot. There's nothing I can do about a corrupt supermarket. You know, they're not a huge chain, and Giancarlo and I are going to kind of call them out on it. But the bottom line is you get one shot in many cases. Somebody will try your product once. They'll hear your pitch once. They'll watch your show once. They'll check in your YouTube channel once. They'll look at your Instagram feed once. And they'll make a decision in that moment whether you're a yes or a no.
Well, sure, that's first impressions. I mean, isn't that what... I mean, isn't it?
It is, but first impressions, I mean, I find that they're predominantly permanent.
Yes, absolutely.
You don't really get a second chance most of the time. And this is where I just think you really need to know that. And you really cannot, like in business and in life, don't be impulsive. And I've been dealing with a lot of young trainers who are like eager, me, why, go, now, why not, what am I not getting? And I'm like, you're not, okay, what are you thinking? where's my book deal? I'm like, let me see the, where, okay, remember we discussed the concept? Yes. Great. Where is the outline I asked you for? I'm like, where's the outline? And by the way, that philosophy belongs to somebody else. So how are you going to convert that philosophy in a way that, you know, acknowledges that but applies in a different way? They're just not doing the, they don't understand, they want to go out there without having all the ducks in a row.
Right.
And this is where I just think, you know, I am impatient, but patience is key. And Giancarlo and I made this mistake in business. We were always the first. We were always the first. We were the first in video gaming when it came to fitness. The first, and everybody copied us. And guess what? The technology wasn't there. Wii is night-night. Nobody's doing that anymore. Xbox 360 is going to go night-night. It's just not working. And we were the first in the space. And you know what? There wasn't enough technology to support it. And then we end up having egg on our face for a product that wasn't reading accurately, wasn't working accurately. Nike Fuel Band. Bye-bye. Didn't work.
Right.
And it's like, my point is, if you're going to try something, you know, really, I don't care if they beat you to the marketplace. There's something called a fast follower. It's a business concept. And I might get this wrong to a certain extent, but here's the bottom line. The fast follower is somebody who waits for the idiot before them to ram through the brick wall. And while they're bloody, battered, dizzy, they bolt right through the hole. They go, oh, I watched what they screwed up. I watched what they did right. Fantastic. I saw what the model they built and who they blah, 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 and how they did X, Y, and Z. Wonderful. Now I won't waste all those resources and all that energy and all that time because they've done it all for me, and whew, right through the door.
Yeah.
So all I'm saying is you really do only get one shot. That's all you can count on. Make sure it's your best foot forward. Make sure. And there will be things, of course, where... Yeah, I can't control the supermarket. You know, I can't control that. But I'll tell you this. You know, it's like if you... And I'm like, baby, didn't you see it says 4/16 on the bottle? You know, today is 4 whatever. And she goes, I thought it meant April 16, not April 16th. April 2016, not April the 16th. And mm-hmm. I was like, all right, well... But, you know, I can tell you, though, with our product... Like, we're working on a mocha flavor. That sucker's not going out until it is perfect. I don't care. Oh, this brand has a mocha and it's selling really well and we can do better because ours is organic. We got to get out there and beat them to the Nope.
But some of the, I don't know, where do you improve it? Nothing's perfect. Nothing's perfect out of the chute.
You can get it close. You can get it really close. You can make it strong, really strong. And this is where, you know, I would also say I was subsequently like on the opposite side of this as a consumer. I would ask you maybe keep an open mind because nothing is perfect out of the gate. And I was talking to a photographer who's a good friend of mine, shoots so much of my stuff, like all my shape covers. He's a genius. He's super talented. And I really like the guy. And he goes, are you watching Vinyl? It's this show on HBO. I watched the first one and I was like, this is the stupidest piece of crap I have ever watched. I hated it. It was done by Scorsese. Okay? I mean, Scorsese. And I was like, this is worthless. What a piece of junk. It's all over the place. It's dumb. Stupid. I don't get it. I was so disappointed. And I go, no. I watched the first one and it was so dumb. And he's like... I know. You kind of got to get through the first three and then it gets really good. And I thought, wow. If I could tell you how many TV shows, Breaking Bad, I watched the first one. I was like, who cares? And everybody was like, no, it's the best show on TV. And I was like, really? And they're like, just get through the first couple. And I was like, oh, okay. One of my all-time favorite shows. I'm trying to think what else that happened. Oh, Game of Thrones. I started Game of Thrones and I was like, there's a midget who sleeps with whores and a wolf. There's a wolf. And then there's a guy who's got a dragon. I can't. I just was like, this is absurd. What? Everybody was like, Game of Thrones, Game of Thrones, Game of Thrones. And they're like, just watch the first, it's confusing. Just get through the first season. Now I love Game of Thrones. Like, cannot wait. But I think, as people, we also do need to be somewhat forgiving. Because, like, even on just Jillian, the first three episodes were not our best foot forward. because we didn't know what the show was. We were trying to figure it out. You know, we were like, is it too funny? Is it not heartfelt enough? Is it too heavy? Is it not relatable enough? This is scattered, and no, it feels contrived. No, it's not spontaneous enough. And we really didn't hit our stride with it until episode 4. But if those first 3 episodes don't click, most shows are dead in the water.
But that's what I mean. Why does it even go out if it's that scattered? Like, why does a product or something go out, especially in television? Like, when you say Game of Thrones, why would they let it go out? I don't understand that.
I think that part of it is just you're finding your way with it.
Yeah.
You're just fine. But then I'll tell you this. There's some of them that are just a no. Like, everyone was like, Better Call Saul, you should try it. And I'm like, ugh, not bored. No, really, a couple people were like, that I liked, though. They were like, try it again. I like it. I'm like, okay, I tried. I got like 6 in, and I was like, no, I just don't want to watch the next one. And I love that actor, and I love, you know, it's right off of Breaking Bad, but I was like, no, I tried Sons of Anarchy over and over. Couldn't do it. I didn't like the characters. I was like, why do I like a bunch of misogynistic, violent, drug dealing? I don't get it. I just couldn't get behind it. But I tried. And I think that sometimes it's what you said. It's like, and with TV, you've got deadlines. So, you know, you don't have all day long to tweak it. But the bottom line is, look, if you're a business person, don't be impulsive. And if you're a consumer, keep an open mind, because you might be missing out on something really great. Some things need a second chance.